Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So, stay with us, and together, we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, triangles. Service through meditation. And before we explore this topic, I'd like to say a few words about Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey is the founder of the Lucis Trust, and Lucis Trust sponsors this show. She also wrote 24 books of esoteric philosophy, and those 24 books of esoteric philosophy are their main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show. The following thought is also from the works of Alice Bailey. Humanity has the power, through focused, united invocation, to affect world events. The masked thought power of men and women of goodwill can create a channel of communication between God and man. Through this channel, spiritual energies can flow to heal and rebuild the world. How do we establish this channel?
Through meditation, through the transformation and clarification of human consciousness. In recent programs, we've been talking about the etheric body. Mm-hmm. And as our listeners will know, we've tried to explain how every form in manifestation, whether we're talking about an atom or a solar system, a flower, a rock, or a human being, has both an outer physical body and a subjective counterpart called the etheric body, which is the real conductor of energy, and from which the outer visible form emerges. But the outer physical form, as we see and touch and hear and smell it, is not the real conditioning cause of the appearance. That takes place on the level of the subjective etheric body. That's where the energy and force pours in, and according to the level of consciousness of the particular being, the outer form takes on an appropriate manifestation. And to change that outer form, one has to work with the change in energies, and that for the human being has to do with a change in consciousness, so that we are basically what we think, we become what we think, we transform the world through the transformation of our thought. And triangles works with those essential principles to serve through meditation.
Right, and there is a definite plan of working with this activity that we call triangles. It's one of the activities of the Lucis Trust, and it is a, as Sarah says, it's a service activity, and essentially, maybe we should describe the triangles.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially three people who hopefully know each other, but not necessarily. The three people visualizing a triangle of light between the three points, and then it's linking up with the great network of triangles, which there are literally tens of thousands of people all over the world working with this triangles activity. and linking up with this great network and being part of this great worldwide group effort. And so it's essentially a meditation. It's a short meditation exercise that can be done. And you can do it. It takes only a few minutes every day.
It's a very quiet, behind-the-scenes way to serve. I think a lot of people think of meditation as something one does for oneself. Mm-hmm. And that can be a type of meditation to relax, to achieve inspiration, to ponder on questions or problems. Those are types of meditation. But meditation can also be a form of service, and that's the nature of triangles. That's the reason for it. It's done purely to serve. And as Dale says, a triangle is a three-part union or group formed by three people who agree to link up with each other. You don't need to be best friends with each other. You don't need to live at far distances from each other in order to encompass as much of the planet as possible. When you visualize the line of light and goodwill radiating between the three points of the triangle, a triangle formed by three people in the same household is just as effective, because the real conductor of energy is the network of all triangles, not just the little triangle formed by you and two other people, but the larger worldwide network in which you visualize your triangle is what really encompasses the world. And this is built on the level of the etheric body of our planet. The best analogy I can think of is in the dark of the moon, if you're outside in a rural area where there isn't a lot of urban light illumining the sky, it's very dark out there. And if you look up at the heavens and you see the constellations and the stars, it's really beautiful and dramatic, the patterns they form. And I like to think of the triangles network in that way, to visualize the lines of light and goodwill visualized by the members of triangles radiating through their various triangles. You can have as many triangles as you can work with in consciousness, and pouring throughout the network, vivifying all efforts towards goodwill and illumining human consciousness with light.
Right, and after linking up with other people and your triangles members, then at the end of the meditation, to say the great invocation, which is the invocation that Sarah sounds at the end of each program. And this is the invocation for light and for love and the will to good. And those are the three basic energies that are so much needed in the world today. And that's why the Triangles Network is so effective, because it uses the etheric network around the planet as a conductor of these particular energies. And by you concentrating on the words of the Great Invocation, and particularly the meaning behind the words, and seeing these energies of love and light and the will to good flow through your triangle and into the great network of triangles around the world, this is how this impact is eventually made on human consciousness. So it has a very, very practical service work.
It's based on the spiritual law that energy follows thought, and it's premised on the idea that human beings can transform the quality, the subjective quality or atmosphere that is depicting human consciousness. If we think the world is too selfish a place or too materialistic a place or too full of hatred or whatever, we can work through triangles to strengthen the hands of all people of goodwill who are trying to give what they can to the upliftment of life on Earth. And there are millions and millions and millions of people of goodwill who need to know that they are not alone, that there are many groups, many individuals, many organizations and institutions that are actively engaged in trying to improve the quality of life, not only for humanity, but for the lower kingdoms too. And Triangles is a way of strengthening the hands of those workers, because it's working to shore up, we could say, the impact of light on human minds, and it's working to strengthen the often latent goodwill in human hearts that is there waiting to be evoked and brought into active expression.
And one might ask the question, you know, why a triangle? And I think the one answer is because the triangle is a geometric shape, a geometric form of strength. And you only have to look at the Buckminster Fuller's geodesic dome, and you see how the triangle is used to the fullest extent for a great strengthening of the structure.
Didn't he call it the most stable form in the universe?
Right. It is. And by creating and visualizing and creating these triangles of light, you are actually helping to restructure, if you will, the etheric body of the planet. I mean, that sounds like kind of a huge claim to make, but that's what is literally happening. It's creating a whole network of triangles around the world in an effort to bring through these three basic energies of light and love and the will to good, because these are the energies, the basic energies of the soul. And that is what is attempting to manifest through human activities today, is the energies of love and light and the will to good of the soul.
I think there are a number of religions in the world that draw upon the triangle, the Trinity, to express the quality of the soul, as you were saying. There's, of course, the Christian Trinity, Father, Mother, and Son, or Spirit, Mother, Holy Ghost. There's the Hindu Trinity of Vishnu, Shiva, Brahma. And in Judaism, there's another Trinity, which I cannot name because they are Hebrew words. But in a number of different religious faiths, there is this recognition of the power of three. Mm-hmm. The basic constitution of the universe, according to the Ageless Wisdom, is based on the numbers 1, 3, and 7. The progression or evolution of life follows that pattern from the 1 to the 3 to the 7. And Triangles works with that soul energy that is conducted through 3, through the triangle.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. Our topic for today, triangles, service through meditation. We have a gift for you, and that gift is an introductory packet of information on triangles. It has much more information than we've been able to set forth in this show. You can look at it in greater depth. And in order to get the packet of information on triangles, give us a call at 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866 New York Lucis. Lucis is LUCIS, same number actually, 1-866-695-8247, 1-866-695-8247. And you'll just ask for the introductory packet of information on triangles. Now, we appreciate your donations. That helps to keep us on the air and helps us pay for this show. So please continue with your donations. We certainly appreciate your support. Donations are tax deductible, and they can be sent to Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. All of our InnerSight programs can be heard on our website at www.lucistrust.org. On the homepage, you'll find a link to today's program, which will be available for hearing in a day or two. Last week's program is already available, and many of our past programs can also be heard. www.lucistrust.org. The theme of each week's program is posted in advance on our website so that you can see in advance what next Sunday's program will be. I was thinking of what you and Dale were saying, and I think we had a similar show one time quite a few months ago, and I think after that I went to see a friend of mine who's become disabled, and she was saying that she received such hope from this particular idea, because until that show she felt very useless as a person. And she said, having heard the power of thought and the power of consciousness to change the world, she's gone into meditation just about every day. She starts off her day with meditation. Was that correct information to tell her? Because I gave her support of that, and I said, yeah, I said, according to Lucis Trust and according to the ancient wisdom, I said, you're helping humanity powerfully through your thought.
Yes, I think people can understand that if you think about the many prayer groups that exist in the world, the nuns and monks who are cloistered and who exist primarily to pray for the world are well known and go back centuries. And in Buddhism and Hinduism also, people retire to devote their lives to prayer for the world. And so can all of us, without having to leave the world. We can dedicate a part of our day on a regular, persistent, rhythmic basis to forgetting about ourselves and our own particular situation and our own hardships and sorrows, if we have them, and turning our attention to the need of the world. And Triangles is a wonderful way to aid the evolution of human consciousness. So much hinges on humanity, not because humanity is more important than any of the other kingdoms. It's only one kingdom in a progression of a great chain of being. But humanity is the linchpin, the mediating kingdom between the higher and the lower kingdoms. And by the very name man, one who thinks, it can be the mischief maker, depending on what we choose to put our minds to. And the news today is full of things that human beings have put their minds to that don't necessarily serve the common good. It can often work for self-interest and further selfishness and deepen hatreds and barriers. Triangles works on another level to build lines of light and relationship between human beings, and that's where the solution to the world's problems is going to come, through this development of a sense of unity and ultimately of oneness.
Right. I think the word here is relationship, because that's what is really established through this network of triangles. It's not just the relationship of the people in your triangle, but it's the relationship that is built in human consciousness. And it's also based on the power of thought. You were saying about the mind is so awake and active today. And triangles work as a way of using the tremendous power of thought, because thoughts are things. And our thoughts today tend to be so scattered and so colored and qualified by our emotional nature. But this activity of triangles lifts yourself up above all of that, and it uses the power of thought to convey the new ideas, the new qualities that must begin to manifest and are manifesting in human consciousness today.
And the kinds of ideas that we focus on in triangles are given in the Great Invocation. Let light descend on earth. May the coming one return to earth. Let purpose guide all little human wills. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. That is where we direct our thought when we work in meditation in triangles. As you say, the mind can be used for good or ill. All thought is basically and inherently creative. So the more we are aware of that inherent creativity in the way we use our minds, the more we can be conscious of how we are directing our thought. Is it for constructive, positive outcomes, or is it inherently self-serving and perhaps even negative and rather dark? We can learn to monitor our thought, learn to be lucid enough to be aware of what's going on in our minds, and we'll see that quite often we have a choice of how we want to direct our thinking. Triangles works with the radiation of mental energy on a level that is purely selfless and serving the whole. And I think the image that you get in your mind when you try to see the network of triangles, if you can get a picture of that, you'll see how the lines of light that link triangles are innately interlocking. You can't have separation with a whole network of triangles. You can with a network of squares. All the lines are right at right angles to each other, and there's no convergence. And the Ageless Wisdom says that the present state of our planet's etheric vehicle is seen as a pattern of squares, of barriers and separation. And the square is the fundamental geometric form of materialism, of matter. Triangles works with you, as you said, the quality of the soul, and the lines are innately interlocking as the soul is one.
And as I said, the triangles network is a much more stable network, and that's what light and love and will to good will eventually bring about in the world, a more stable consciousness in the human race, if it's based on these three basic energies of love, because this is the basic energy of the soul, and beyond that is the basic energy of God. And so it is the great chain of energies and the chain of being that is being projected here into human consciousness, and each one of you can play your part. So, I mean, you're not working alone. You're part of a huge group, and it's a very big group worldwide effort.
One thing I think that's important to emphasize, I don't want people to think that a service in meditation like Triangle seeks to manipulate human minds in any way. That would be a form of black magic. That's a no-no. Triangles does not seek to dominate or overcome human minds or to coerce them or intervene and affect how they work. It's not working on that level. It's more like yeast in bread. It's a leavening agent that works subjectively with impact on responsive minds. Not all minds and hearts can respond to light and goodwill, and they are best left to God and evolution, but minds that are responsive to light and goodwill can be affected by triangles, affected and uplifted, but not manipulated or dominated. And I think that's a fine point to keep in mind.
Right, and you also have to keep in mind that there is a larger plan at work here, and this is not an activity of triangles that we have created at the Lucis Trust. It is something that is passed on to us by way of the Bailey teachings. And it's an activity that the spiritual hierarchy looks upon with great interest and support. And therefore, it is very kind of necessary to the working out of the spiritual plan of God for humanity.
There's a beautiful prayer in the writings of Alice Bailey that says, "Let the master of my life, the soul, and likewise the one I seek to serve, throw light through me on others." And I think that's what we do when we serve through triangles. Let the master of my life throw light through me on others to help light the way of our fellow men. What could be more selfless and beautiful a form of service? And I think it's also important as we close to remember that people of all religions can work in triangles. It's not tied into any religious path. And if you don't have any particular religion that you are affiliated with, fine, so long as you believe in a spiritual component to life, you can serve through triangles. There's information on our website about triangles if you have access to the internet, www.lucistrust.org/service-activities/triangles. We'll take you right there. And in fact, there's a place in the triangles website where you can link up with people who want to form a triangle with two other people but don't have a partner yet. And that is part of our website, a little bulletin board where you can state your interest in forming triangles. You don't have to know these people or be best friends with them. You're becoming partners with them for purposes of service, not for personal relationship. And finally, I think we can point out that meditation is the outstanding creative agent on our planet. And through meditation such as triangles, we are helping to create a better world. All of us can give something, even if we're bedridden or 95 years old or whatever. We can always give through the quality of our thought and the aspiration in our heart. When it's directed through the mind, it's like a laser beam. And we all know that the laser beam can do surgery and heal. Well, so can focused thought through a group of minds working in a network.
Please take advantage of the offer from Lucis Trust, and that's the it's a gift. It's an introductory packet of information on triangles. You'll be able to find out a bit more about it. I think you'll enjoy being a part of it if you should join to be a part of triangles. What you need to do in order to order the introductory packet of information on triangles is give us a call. Just give us a call and ask for it. It's 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. Easily to remember, it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. LUCIS is L-U-C-I-S. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called The Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.